Geoffrey Donaldson, would you welcome that engagement and dialogue?
Well, good morning, Joel. I welcome the fact that there needs to be a debate about these issues. And, you know, having listened to the statement that was made at the weekend by so-called dissidents who talk about their willingness to continue engaging in murder and violence, I welcome what Declan Kearney has said, that there is no place for that violence in the future or indeed in the present. And that is something that is welcome, because I think mainstream Republicans need to engage with those who are threatening this violence, need to try and influence what is happening there. And it is clear in what has been said that they want to do that.
And you believe him when he says there's no IRA, there's no armed struggle to be fought?
Well, as far as the provisional IRA is concerned, I believe that they have gone. And certainly I'm not relying just on what Declan Kearney has said for that. As a Privy Councillor, I receive regularly security briefings from the security services and the police. And I can tell you that the briefings that I and my colleagues are given are very clear that the provisional IRA is no longer active or in any form. So I rely on what the security forces tell me, and that is what they tell me.
So the Army Council's gone?
Well, there is no evidence the Army Council has met in any format for many years now.
So you're taking Declan Kearney at his word on all of those issues. Are you also prepared then to reach out to him when he says that there needs to be increased dialogue and engagement with the wider unionist and Protestant community? That is also essential. Are you prepared to make that a two-way street?
Well, we have indicated all along that we are prepared to engage on these issues, but we do need to see more than the words. And if I can give you two examples, Joel, because we're not operating in a vacuum. The Smithwick inquiry, which is currently being conducted in the Republic of Ireland and is examining the deaths of the two most senior RUC officers killed in the Troubles. Sinn Féin were invited to participate in that tribunal. Gerry Adams agreed that two senior members of the Provisional IRA who had formerly been active in the South Armagh area would meet with Judge Smithwick. They did so privately, and there was a discussion that took place. The difficulty that I have is that unless those members are prepared to come forward and now give evidence to the Smithwick Tribunal, then that conversation cannot be included in the report at the conclusion of the Smithwick Tribunal. Now, it is clear that given that there were some 30 members of the Provisional IRA involved on the day in the operation that led to the murder of those two senior police officers, that there are people in Sinn Féin and the IRA who know what happened that day. And yet, so far, they have not come forward to give evidence directly to the Smithwick Tribunal. Secondly, we recall the Savile inquiry. When Martin McGuinness, who is the Deputy First Minister, was asked to give evidence to the Savile Tribunal, he said that he could not reveal all that he knew because there was a code that he was under as a member of the IRA, which meant that he was restricted in what he could say.